This is a Rabble Podcast Network show.
New voices in your head.
It's Radio Free Radio.
Judy Rebick, your comments on what happened yesterday.
Well, you know, I think that the police set up a situation where the Black Bloc was able to run wild, and they let them run wild for quite a while, running across, you know, up Queen, you know, down Queen, up Yonge, and it was a setup. You know, they could have stopped them. I was there at Queen and Spadina. They could have stopped them right there. I could have stopped them right there if I had 10 guys, you know. And they didn't stop them. They let them burn the car. They let the images for the media. They didn't even put out the fire in the car. And it was a setup. And they've arrested 500 people, including the most important grassroots organizers in the province.
Right.
And I think they're trying to discredit these people. And hopefully the media will smell a rat and start to see that this whole thing was a setup.
Are you disappointed that the media coverage on the protest that was, the peaceful protest that was organized by the Ontario Federation of Labour, received zero coverage whatsoever?
Well, it was expected. I mean, I wrote about this 3 months ago, that if we didn't stand up and say our protests are all nonviolent, and if the Black Bloc came, that this is what would happen. It would wipe out all the other news out of the media. I mean, sure, I'm not disappointed in the media. I expect it. That's how the media works, and I wish they didn't, but it's how they work. Except for Al Jazeera, of course.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
So, Judy, going forward, what happens from here?
Well, we got to get these 500 people out of jail. That's the most important priority right now, which means we have to convince the media that this was unjust. Most of these arrests are unjust, and they got to let the people go. And then once that happens, then we need a discussion in the movement about tactics.
Now, you mentioned earlier that the Toronto Community Mobilization Network is now advising people to
stay off the streets. Yeah, stay off the streets, because they're picking people up everywhere. They're all over the place. I just rode from my house over at Queen and Bathurst, and cops are everywhere looking for people, so they're picking more people up. Like 500 isn't enough.
Judy Rebick, thanks so much
for
your time.
Sure.
For Rabble.ca, this is John Bonner. Thank you for listening to John Bonner's audio blog, hosted by Rabble.ca and the Rabble Podcast Network.